since 1931. This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 2nd of August 2020. Today is the New Amateurs episode, where we welcome those who are new to the hobby and provide information that new hams may find useful. Although next week is our contesting edition, we've given the Remembrance Day contest a thorough airing today because the contest is only a couple of weeks off, and we also have Alan VK4SN reporting on the outcome of the Trans-Tasman contest. This week, the regulator, the ACMA, made some important announcements concerning changes to call sign structure and other things that impact on amateurs in Australia, and we have comments on those. Clive reminds us of the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club On Air meeting coming up, and Roy regales us again with Helpline. And there's more. It's a full program this week, so let's get on with it.
Getting into the hobby of amateur radio is as simple as getting in touch with Ham College, the Northern Corridor Radio Group, the Bunbury Radio Group, or the Peel Amateur Radio Group and getting your foundation license. To encourage new amateurs on air, we'd like to share with you the people who have gained, upgraded, or renewed their license in the past month. At Advanced, Martin. At Standard, Michael. And at Foundation, Brett and Danny. A few of these may still be waiting payment, so be sure to check your status with the ACMA before using your new license. For new calls, congratulations on joining amateur radio. And if you're a dab hand, enjoy your new on-air identity. Of course, if you hear these calls on air, please make them feel welcome. In case you're wondering, there are 1,405 amateur licenses held in VK6 today, which is about 6 fewer than last month.
When you first thought about becoming a radio amateur, what was your perception of what an amateur is and does? If you could all respond now, instantly, and I put your responses into a list, it would be a long, interesting list. This is New Hams the Series, where I discuss issues that newcomers to the hobby encounter. The title of today's episode is A Slice of Interest. The amateur radio hobby is many things, however, something the hobby of amateur radio is not, is boring. Certainly we include boring people among our number, as we do in all walks of life, but they are probably contented with their lot, so that's fine. Our hobby is so broad in that it embraces a huge range of technologies, be they old, new, or developing. When you embark on your amateur radio journey, the part of the hobby that attracted you will get you going and may keep you going forever, or your interests may grow and evolve over time. You're actually in the box seat as an amateur, where you can see everything that's going on around you in the hobby, and you're free to choose which bits you focus your attention on. To that end, amateur radio provides newcomers with a dazzling range of technologies and interests, and you're poised to take a slice of interest and to see where it takes you. I'm Bob VK6POP.
The ACMA has released its first amateur radio e-bulletin. These e-bulletins highlight the latest amateur service information and ACMA regulatory activities affecting amateur radio, including recent and upcoming public consultations. The changes in call sign policy. We've made some administrative changes that give amateurs more options and flexibility and a more active role in self-managing call signs. The changes will facilitate access to a wider range of digital modes for foundation licensees and provide a call sign for life for all licensees by allowing all amateurs to obtain a three-letter call sign and removing the association between call sign suffixes and qualifications. Visit the ACMA website to discover all of the changes and what they mean for you. The e-bulletin was recently published on the WA Hams email list, and if you haven't already subscribed to it, I recommend that you do.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6CSW, reminding you that the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's August bulletin goes to air tomorrow morning. But before I outline the programme, here's an important announcement. The Tuesday luncheon meetings at the Basie are planned to resume on Tuesday, August the 11th. While there's no need to pre-book, it's a good idea to send your email address to the coordinator, Phil, VK6ZKO, so that he can keep you posted just in case last-minute restrictions are imposed. Phil's email address is pbcasper@bigpond.com. I just spell that. That's Papa, Bravo, Charlie, Alpha, Sierra, Papa, Echo, Romeo, pbcasper@bigpond.com. Now back to the club news. This month, as well as all the latest club news, we have four interesting items for you, namely measurement changes, Queensland saves the radio station, where the nation learnt that World War II was over, magnetic pole reversal, and Cycle 25 predictions. Everyone's most welcome to tune in tomorrow and to join in the callbacks afterwards. As well as the 20-metre transmissions on 14.150 MHz at 00 and 0100 hours UTC, there are three other transmissions available to WA listeners tomorrow morning. The first transmission will be on digital mobile radio. This will be on the VK DMR Network Talk Group 5 at 9 a.m. WA local time. The second transmission is also at 9 a.m. on 80 metres on 3620 kHz from Chris VK6JI. The third is at 10 a.m. on 40 metres on 7088 kHz, simultaneously with a transmission via the NewsWest linked repeater system. Remember too that you can download the bulletin at any time from today from the RAOTC website, www.raotc.org.au. If you do listen via the internet, your feedback via email would be appreciated. On Wednesday, August the 5th, we have a new D-Star broadcast. This will be transmitted on D-Star Reflector 91C and will follow the D-Star Newsline and its world affiliates at 5:30 p.m. Western Australian time. On Sunday, the 8th of August, the RAOTC Bulletin will follow the HF broadcasts of the WIA News by Phil VK6 Golf X-Ray and Chris VK6JI. Full details of all broadcasts can be found on the RAOTC website. So once again, tune in tomorrow, and we look forward to hearing your call sign during the callbacks. And don't forget, the lunchtime meetings at the Basie resume on August the 11th. 73 from Clive, VK6CSW.
Along with any changes to our licensing conditions, comes the inevitable claim that the hobby is being dumbed down every time. And I think to myself, for God's sakes, where do these people get off? Amateur radio these days includes technologies that couldn't even be dreamt of when the amateur radio hobby launched itself over 100 years ago. There would be very few ham shacks in this country that are equipped entirely with homebrew equipment, which is what the dumbing down shouters seem to be referring to. I might even risk saying that there are none. There was a very good reason why people constructed their own equipment back in the good old days. It was because off-the-shelf gear was rare and expensive, and most constructors didn't build their rigs from the design stage up. They followed a set of instructions. You only need to read past issues of the Amateur Radio magazine to understand this. The latest dumbing down cries were brought on by changes to call sign structures. All I can say to those people is to get on air and make some noise. In other words, distract yourself. With more changes coming to the LCD, and with an impending review of the syllabus for the Amateur Operator Certificate of Proficiency, I predict more cries of dumbing down. There must be a universal law or principle that can be applied to it. I think I'll name it God's Sakes Law.
You are listening to VK6 ARN.
Last week we told you about an incentive scheme, or call it an award if you like, to encourage people to participate in the Remembrance Day contest, which is coming up pretty soon, on the weekend 15th and 16th of August. We're particularly targeting newcomers to the hobby or contesting. However, there will be gongs for battle-hardened veterans too. As we said last week, we're not playing for sheep stations. We're talking about wall candy. That is, a certificate of some sort. We'll probably even send it to you as a PDF to print it yourself. More on that later. One of the reasons we're promoting the contest in this way is that the RD contest also contains a competition between states, calculated with a formula that involves the number of licenses in the state, the number of logs entered in the contest, take away the number you first thought of, or something like that. But anyway, Western Australia hasn't knocked off this prize for a while, and the only way for us to get it back is to increase the number of participants, which of course increases the number of logs submitted. The RD contest is a 24-hour contest. However, you can work it for a shorter time if you wish, or go for several short periods. Doesn't matter. The important thing is participation. You can enter as a single operator or as a group. There's a bundle of combinations and options for how you enter this contest. It's all in the rules of the WIA website. Back to the award. We'll announce the categories in next week's contesting edition of NewsWest. However, there'll be categories for newly licensed amateurs, QRP stations, low, that's 100 watt power, and high power, which is more than 100 watts. These Aussie contests are a good introduction to contests and are good fun.
This is Chris, VK3QB, with news from the Radio Amateur Society of Australia. There is no shortage of major news from the ACMA this week. This week, the ACMA announced major changes to the structure of Australian amateur radio call signs. The four key points are: foundation licensees gain access to three-letter suffix call signs, call signs with three-letter suffixes now available to all three license classes, four-letter foundation license F call signs will no longer be available for new applicants, and new 2x1 contest call signs are available to advanced licensees and clubs. Call signs with any three-letter suffix, apart from R, are now available to all three license classes. There are no restrictions or call sign blocks. It's an all-for-all model. Repeaters and beacons will continue to use R suffix call signs. Advanced licensees will continue to use two-letter suffix call signs. Foundation class amateurs are now able to replace their four-letter suffix with a three-letter suffix, thereby allowing full access to digital modes such as APRS and FT8. Standard licensees are also no longer restricted to a specific call sign suffix block. If you are a foundation licensee, you can apply for a three-letter call sign. Just check it is available before you apply. You cannot simply drop the F from your four-letter call sign. For more information, contact the AMC or visit their website, amc.edu.au. Now, to some exciting news for contesters. CQ Contest, CQ Contest. This is Victor Juliet 1 Alpha, or Victor Lima 1 Alpha, or Victor Kilo 1 Alpha. 2x1 contest call signs. That's right, 2x1 contest call signs are now a reality. Australia has followed the lead of many other countries by making these popular 2x1 call sign options available. The 2x1 contest call sign structure was originally developed by a cross-sector committee convened by the Radio Amateur Society of Australia. After a suggestion by AMC, the ACMA has extended this structure to include two new prefixes, Victor Juliet, VJ, and Victor Lima, VL. This allows 2x1 call signs to be available to many more amateurs and clubs. Demand for these new call sign alternatives will be high. The two new prefixes will be especially popular in the contesting world, where unique prefixes often add a multiplying effect to the participants' overall score. The Australian Maritime College is updating forms and templates, so there may be a delay in processing applications. To recap the foundation license news, the foundation licensee changes take effect immediately. Four-letter F suffixes will no longer be issued. If you are an existing foundation licensee, applying for a three-letter call sign is a straightforward process. Simply visit the AMC website, that's amc.edu.au, and follow the links to call signs. In summary, check the availability of your preferred call sign. complete the relevant AMC call sign recommendation form, and don't forget to complete the ACMA amateur form. Submit both forms to the AMC by email or post. And don't forget to pay the applicable fee, either online or by providing your credit card details on the relevant form. You can read more about these changes by visiting our website and following the links on the home page. That's www.vkradioamateurs.org. Now, to news of the Syllabus Review Panel. ACMA disbands the Syllabus Review Panel. The Syllabus Review Panel, established in November 2019, has been unable to reach a consensus on the very minor changes required. This has led the ACMA to the view that the panel will not be able to develop and agree to more substantive changes to the amateur syllabus and, therefore, is not fit for purpose to deliver for the broader amateur community. The majority of the panel were in favour of including a very simple explanation of duty cycle in the foundation licence syllabus. However, a consensus was not achieved. As a consequence, the panel will be disbanded and the ACMA will amend the deed with the AMC to remove the requirement for changes to the syllabus to be approved by the panel. Changes to the syllabus will now be managed directly through the ACMA's usual consultation processes with the amateur community. Well, there are some important updates for the amateur community in these announcements. You can read more by visiting our website. That's www.vkradioamateurs.org. Well, that's it for this week. Plenty of news there. Thanks for listening, and 7-3 from Chris, VK3QB for RASA.
There are many amateur radio contests every year, and once a month we take the opportunity to promote some that may be of interest to VK6 amateurs. Do you have a favourite contest that we haven't promoted? If so, let us know. Did you take part in any of the recent contests? If so, send a report on how you got on. What are your plans for the RD contest? How's about sharing them? When you advertise your activities on our local news, new amateurs can find out what field days and contesting are all about, and maybe get hooked just like you did. And for you, it's the lifeblood of our hobby. We need your contributions by noon on Friday, preferably in your own voice, but we can record a piece for you if you can't manage that, in which case simply send your story in text. The usual email address, newswest@vk6.net.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6 ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Remembrance Day or RD Contest. Are you new to contesting? Well, here is your big opportunity to join in the fun. Today we'll give a layman's review of the upcoming RD contest for the new amateur. The contest starts on Saturday the 15th of August at 0300 UTC and finishes at 0300 UTC on Sunday the 16th of August. For us in VK6 land, that's 11 a.m. Western Standard to 11 a.m. Western Standard Sunday. As a mark of respect, stations are asked to observe 15-minute silence prior to the start of the contest, during which the opening ceremony will be broadcast. This contest commemorates the amateurs who died during World War II and is designed to encourage friendly participation and help improve the operating skills of participants. It is held on the weekend closest to the 15th of August, the date on which hostilities ceased in the Southwest Pacific area. The aim of the contest is that amateurs will endeavour to contact other amateurs in VK call areas, ZL and P29 on all bands except WARC bands. Modes allowed are voice, CW and RTTY as per the error being remembered. Categories of the contest are single operator QRP, multi-operator single transmitter and multi-operator unlimited. The permitted bands for the contest. Contacts may be made on MF 160 metres, HF and VHF and above bands, except for WARC, being 10, 18 and 24 MHz, which are excluded by the IARU agreement for all contest operations. Exchange of contact information via satellite, telephone, repeaters, EchoLink, ILRP or the internet is not in the spirit of the contest and is banned. Contacts. FM and SSB count as one mode, as does CW and RTTY count for the CW mode. Therefore, one cannot QSO with a station in FM and work them on SSB on the same band before the 3 hours is up. All operators of single operator stations must perform all operating and logging without assistance. Entrants must make at least 25 contacts to be eligible for awards. For our new amateurs, we suggest you call using CQRD or CQ Contest, followed by your call, or something like this. CQ Contest, CQ Contest, VK6, Foxtrot, Juliet, Lima, Mike. Once contact is made, a valid exchange of contact is required to confirm the QSO, which is a 5-9, followed by a number as follows. For a single operator, the number of years that you have been a licensed ham. For example, if this is your first year as a ham, then you would sign as 59001. Make sure that you round off to the nearest whole number. On all bands, stations must be contacted at intervals of not less than 3 hours since the previous contact on that band and mode. In other words, you can log a contact on 146.450 FM Simplex, then contact the same station on 439.650 FM Simplex straight away. But then you'll have to wait another 3 hours before you can make the contact with those stations on those bands. Scoring. On 160 metres, 2 points are per contact. On 23 sims or higher, 2 points per contact. On all other bands, it is 1 point, with note that no WARC bands are allowed. On CW and RTTY, irrespective of the band, it is 2 points. All scores obtained by the transmitting station between 0100 and 0600 local time are tripled. A good point to note. Let's do a hypothetical contest then. I have 4 amateurs in neighbouring suburbs who I already talked to on Simplex. So if I contact them all on 80 metres, 40 and 15 metre SSB, 2 metres and 70 sim FM Simplex, and let's say at 11:30 on the Saturday, contact again at 2:30 and 5:30 that day, and then at 8:30 before I go to bed, and again at 5:45 on the Sunday morning, and 8:45, how many points did I accumulate? Well, I had 4 contacts over 5 bands, so I gained 80 points on the Saturday, another 60 points for the early Sunday morning rise, which are triple points, and another 20 for the 8:45 contact. So by working 4 local stations, I just gathered 160 points. Simple math says that multiplying by 10 to, say, 40 contacts would give me 1,160 points. More than last year's VK7 winner with 1,101 points and smashing last year's Foundation winner, again from Tasmania, who had 255 points. So it is more than achievable for a VK6 to win the RD contest, but it is up to us to get on air and show that West Aussie pride that we are renowned for. Listen for my call, VK6 Fox Juliet Lima Mike, as I for one will be making plenty of noise. For more information about the contest rules, please visit the WIA website at wia.org.au.
In late news, the contest manager for the Remembrance Day contest, Alan VK4 Sierra November, has announced that only single operator categories will be contested this year in the Remembrance Day contest due to recently announced COVID-19 restrictions in some states. That was a bit of relief for me personally because I wanted to run a club station but was running out of time to do the necessary organisation, including finding a venue. So just repeating, the Remembrance Day contest this year will only take single operator station entries. However, and this is a big however, don't throw the contest out of the window just because you can't do the club station thing. Instead, work from home or a portable site and do the contest as a single operator. Imagine how much busier the contest will be if all those who are going to work a club multi-operator station turn to running a single operator station. Count on your fingers, it works well. Here at News West, we welcome new contributors. I do hear the occasional grumble about something that was or was not said on News West. You're free to grumble, however. What would be a squillion times better would be for you to feed the news machine by writing and recording items for inclusion. The usual rules apply. It should be about amateur radio and about or of interest to Western Australian amateurs, and you should be respectful of other people. Give me an email to newswest@vk6.net.
Hi, this is Alan, VK4 Sierra November, with the Trans-Tasman contest results. This year saw 20 extra logs compared to previous years. The contest was the most enjoyable I've seen for a while. I actually worked over 100 stations in an hour at one stage. A total of 8,846 QSOs were obtained from 97 logs. 1,431 of these were on 160 metres, 6,318 on 80 metres, and 1,097 contacts were made on 40 metres. You can read more from the reports and certificates available for download on the WIA website. Winners are as follows. For single op high power, VK2 Echo Fox Mug with 5,042 points. Single operator low power, VK2 Mike Tango with 4,310 points. For single operator QRP, VK2 Whiskey Yankee with 1,627 points. Multi one was VK4 Hotel with 5,217 points. And Multi was won by VK4 Kilo Whiskey with 14,404 points. Check logs were received from myself and ZL2 Golf Victor Alpha. Remember the Remembrance Day contest on the 15th and 16th of August. If we have a turnout like we did for the Trans-Tasman, it will be a frantic weekend. Thank you very much for your input and support. This is Alan, VK4 Sierra November.
My name is Carsten, Victor Kilo 6 Papa Charlie Bravo, and I am the Membership Officer for the West Australian Repeater Group. First of all, I would like to say thank you to all of our current members for your support in previous years. Without this type of support, WAG would struggle to maintain a network of radio repeaters around Western Australia. Membership fees are still only $25 per member, which is a small cost to support a great organisation that helps so many members around the VK6 area. For newly licensed amateurs, WAG has a special offer where your first year's membership fee is only $10. Membership fees are due on 1st of April each year. If you'd like to become a WAG financial member, that's fantastic news. Please visit the WAG website, which is whiskeyalpharomeogolf.oscarromeogolf.alphauniform, wag.org.au, and click on Member Services and then Membership to find payment details and a copy of our membership form. The form can be filled out electronically on your computer using Adobe Acrobat Reader and then printed out as a PDF and sent to membership@wag.org.au or posted to our PO Box. This is Carsten, Victor Kilo 6 Papa Charlie Bravo, Membership Officer for the West Australian Repeater Group, saying thank you and 73.
Good morning, this is Roy VK6 X-Ray Victor with this week's Amateur Radio Helpline for the 2nd of August 2020. Today I have a for sale for you, an ICOM 7400 transceiver. Has original box, all good working, except that there is an issue with the backlight. Goes on and off 1 week about, and a common fault apparently. Asking $650 for this ICOM 7400 transceiver. And can give it a radio check on air if you like. Thanks, says Jesse. You may contact Jesse. Telephone 0437 789 246, 0437 789 246, or the email address is Juliet Quebec Sierra Alpha Tango at westnet.com.au. That's it's got an uppercase Juliet. I don't know if that's significant or not, but it's Juliet Quebec Sierra Alpha Tango at westnet.com.au for that 7400 ICOM transceiver. And that's all I have for you for today. So if you have any items for next week, please contact me. The email address is victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. And don't forget to put disposals or helpline in the subject matter. This is Roy, VK6xrayvictor, 73 till next week.
Next week we're talking about contesting, and you'll hear reminders about the Remembrance Day contest and other contests coming up. You'll also hear more from Alan, VK4SN, who is the contest manager for the Remembrance Day contest. And just in case you dozed off earlier, The Remembrance Day contest this year is only open to single operator stations because of COVID-19 restrictions that have been imposed in some areas. Well, it's been a big week. Next week I'll make some comments about the recent WIA's AGM. Did you participate? I've got a feeling that not many from VK6 did, but I could be wrong. And if you did participate, I'd be happy to hear your views, good, bad or ugly. Thanks to the team this week, Jeff, Mike and Roy. And thanks to the broadcasters and callback collectors, I'm Bob VK6POP, the News West producer. My job is still up for grabs. A 10% discount applies this week only, so get in quick. Thanks for tuning in. See you next week. Hang around for callbacks, then get on air and make some noise.